After Should We Have a Podcast? One of the first decisions you're going to have to make is how often you want to release and how long you're going to be podcasting for. You've got options and options within options. And it's an important choice. Once you commit to a release cadence in your podcast, you should stick to it. Tom Fox, the compliance evangelist and creator of the Compliance Podcast Network, says, "Your podcast is a promise to your audience." And he's absolutely right. If you commit to and communicate that you're going to start a weekly podcast, you should deliver a weekly podcast. It's not just because it's important to do what you say you're going to do, but inconsistent releases or a series of stops and starts just isn't a great look for most companies and most brands. Consistency is professional, and it should be table stakes, which sometimes means making the choice to not bite off more than you can chew when it comes to your podcast. And that's its own challenge, because the reality is that more frequent releases means more and faster progress towards key business goals. So you've got to find the balance that works best for you, your team, and your business. Today, I've got some information that's going to help you make that choice. This is The Company Show, a podcast for business owners whose podcast is just one of the many, many things that they need to do every day. I'm Megan Doherty, one of the creators of podcastingforbusiness.com. And on this show, I'm sharing the results of our years of experience working with company podcasts, our original industry research, and talking to experts and company podcasters who have incredible insights and case studies about how to get the most out of your podcast as efficiently as possible. So let's take a look at what the different podcast cadences can mean for your business. First up is daily. Daily releases are the most challenging of all the released cadences. When you say the word to most company podcasters, they look at you like you've sprouted a third ear on your forehead. They're getting more and more popular among the top 100 podcasts, probably because they're such an efficient way to grow reach and downloads quickly, but most of those are very short. One really good use case for them is daily news commentary. If you're in a field that has constant changes like the law, politics, technology, or entertainment, and growing downloads and reach is your highest priority as a business, it might be something to consider, but probably you want to have someone in-house who can do that editing and really make sure that your team is on board with a daily release schedule. Next comes multiple weekly releases. This might be something like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or Tuesday and Sunday, or whatever days make sense for your workflow. A twice-weekly cadence is often used by coaches and consultants who want to mix solo content with guest interviews and get the benefits of both and have one of each every single week. This is, of course, not as much work as daily, but still more work than the other types of release cadences. Now, weeklies, these are the most common frequency, and for many companies, they strike a really good balance between the amount of work involved for you and your team, and for the price if you're working with a producer, and the benefits that you're going to get from the show. All things being equal, if you can manage a weekly cadence, if you have the team bandwidth, if you have the time to do the recordings, and the ability to get it produced on a weekly basis, this should be the option that you consider the most seriously. If weekly is off the table, maybe because you just don't have the room on your calendar for more recording or your team is just too busy with all the other awesome stuff you've got going on, then bi-weekly can be a really good compromise or a good way to start your podcast. It's totally fine to add more episodes later, and it's not always as great to cut them down unless you really need to once you've started. Not having to make a major production and promotional lift every single week can make it easier to get used to creating a show. And while you won't build traction or make progress quite as quickly as when you release more frequently, the episodes won't be so far apart that things will get stale and you'll still be consistently making progress towards goals. Now, next is monthly releases. And I hesitated to even include this option here because with a monthly release, what we've seen is that it takes so long to make any meaningful progress towards business goals that it almost makes as much sense to invest your time and money elsewhere or treat each recording that you want to make as its own independent event, maybe with a live stream or some kind of speaker series. This is a strategy that can work if you have a hyper-specific goal, like collecting a set of 12 case studies over the course of the year. But these, again, are really almost standalone projects that are going to have their own promotional lift and kind of reason for existing in and of themselves, rather than being a cohesive body of work. Another option you might want to consider with any of the cadences I mentioned is recurring seasons. So if you know that over the course of a year, you have particularly busy and light periods, then organizing your production calendar into seasons can be a great way to batch your effort. For example, if you know that you're going to be nose down, no breaks, can't stop busy around year-end and tax time, but you have a more open schedule in the late spring and early fall, you might want to run a 12 or 15 episode season twice a year when you've got the time to create content. This can let you take advantage of weekly releases or deeply explore a topic with related episodes without committing to every single week forever. It can be a great balance for a lot of shows. And finally, there are limited release seasons, and this is an option that I often recommend to people considering getting into podcasting for the first time. Unlike an ongoing podcast, even one that's divided into multiple recurring seasons for organization or convenience, a limited release season has a pre-planned beginning and end. Each season could stand alone, be evergreen, and be complete in and of itself. These are typically between 6 and 12 episodes, and they're focused around a specific theme and have specific goals. This can be a really nice way to test the waters of podcasting to see if you like it, and if your audience and community are interested in hearing from you in this way. So a little more about these limited release seasons, because they can also be really, really fun. Because limited seasons work so well being designed for specific goals within the business, why not give one a shot if you're feeling a little pod curious and you want to give it a go and see if you and your team and your audience likes it? Some really popular goals and seasonal topics are books, products, and event launches. So these are seasons that work with your launch strategy to build up some excitement, get the word out, and keep your community engaged. Then you can have a lead nurturing season, which are strategically created to educate potential clients about you and your company so that they're excited to work with you. These would be shared with new leads as they're coming into your orbit, maybe by you or your sales team. Another cool use case for limited release season is for SEO and content development. So this is a type of season that's designed to fill any gaps in your body of work and be a resource for your audience and to help you improve your SEO and search engine results. Training seasons, where you're teaching a specific set of skills or activities, can be gated behind an email or even paid and work as opt-ins to drive list building and community growth activities. And this can also be really interesting as an internal company podcast. If you want to train new members of your team on things like your sales or customer service processes, having an internal podcast season that demonstrates how everything should work and how it should sound can be really, really effective. Finally, we've got case study seasons. So this type is a deep dive into your unique process or methodology, ideally with a client or two, that you can use in your marketing to demonstrate your services. These can do a huge amount in terms of showing people what it's going to be really like to work with you. Ultimately, making the decision should come down to your goals. If you can accomplish everything that you want to in a closed time frame, go for it. But if you want a show that's going to be a part of your marketing on a permanent basis, then it's got to be ongoing. There's no right answer, only right for your business. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I've been your host, Megan Doherty, and this is The Company Show, which was produced by the whole team at One Stone Creative. We're going to be taking a short hiatus for the next 4 weeks while we work on something very, very exciting. One Stone Creative is writing a book. You can expect all of the details, how you can get a sneak peek, and maybe a bonus or two, who knows, in a couple of weeks when we are back with our next new episode. In between then and now, we'll be replaying some great episodes from the archive. So please enjoy, and we'll be talking to you in a few weeks.